Hello everyone, this is Dave Levinsky from Growth Inc. And today we're going to change pace a little bit and I'm going to get interviewed myself. And the person that's going to interview me is a gentleman by the name of Ned Tobey. Ned Tobey is the Vice President and General Manager of Simplify. That's with an I, so it's you can go to the website at gosimplify.com. Now, Simplify is the new site that offers easy-to-use financial planning tools and certified expert advice on long-term savings, insurance, investment, and debt management. I definitely encourage you all to go to gosimplify.com, check it out. I've checked out some really cool tools that everyone can use. I'd encourage you to check it out. But my goal here is not to plug GoSimplify, even though it's a great site, but I wanted to get Ned on the line today, because I think that Ned and Go Simplify are in the position that a lot of you, a lot of business owners and entrepreneurs are in right now, which is that they have a website, they have a company, and they really want to grow their online presence. And they see internet marketing and their website as a way that they can really drive a lot of traffic and a lot of new customers and really grow their business. And they see internet marketing as key to their overall marketing strategy. And because Ned is in the point, and Ned and Simplify are at that point that a lot of you are at, I wanted him to ask me all the questions that he has about internet marketing, because I figure that my answers to these questions will help all of you as well in terms of thinking about what internet marketing is, what you can do, and how you can be successful and drive a lot of traffic, drive a lot of new customers, and grow your business. So, Ned, I want to turn it over to you, and to begin, thank you so much for taking the time to interview me today.
Well, Dave, thanks for having me on, and you nailed it. I have a lot of questions about internet marketing and look forward to talking to you about these.
Excellent. So get started.
So, all right. Well, why don't we start broadly first, and why don't you tell me how you got started with online marketing?
Well, it's an interesting question how I got started. I got started a pretty long time ago. I got started all the way back in 1999 when we started GrowThink in Los Angeles, California. And I was lucky to get started early because we were working with a lot of technology companies, and we knew the folks over at Bill Gross's shop, Idealab, and they were the ones that came up with GoTo.com. It was GOTO.com, and GoTo was the first paid search engine, and GoTo was eventually acquired by Overture, which was acquired by Yahoo, and is now now called Yahoo Search Marketing. So because we were around back then and we knew about GoTo, when we started seeing it, we started doing online marketing and actually paid search back in 1999 or 2000, so a very long time ago. It's when we got started. And when we really started to rely a lot on internet marketing was actually a few years past, or in 2003. It's a pretty interesting story in that a lot of times, a lot of people know that they go to Google.com a lot, and a lot of times, particularly now, it wasn't the case way back when, but a lot of times Google will change their logo, and so like on Christmas Day, the Google logo will have Christmas trees on it, and New Year's it'll have kazoos as part of the logo. And it was very rare that they did that years ago, but in 2003, that NASA launched the Hubble telescope, and they got their first pictures of Mars, and the Google logo had the G and the OO, both the O's were telescopes, and when you clicked on the Google logo, it did a search on Hubble telescope, and nobody was advertising on the keyword or key phrase Hubble telescope. So I said, hey, that's pretty interesting. I have a Google AdWords account. How about if I advertise GrowThink on the keyword Hubble telescope? Because probably a lot of people are going to click on that, the Google logo, and nobody's advertising on it, so I can get it for cheap. So I actually bid a penny, and within 10 minutes, 10,000 people had seen our ad. And it was just really shocking. Now, our ad got kicked right off because Google has a lot of quality control measures that if you don't get a certain percent click-through rate, because obviously the GrowThink advertisement wasn't relevant for the keyword Hubble telescope, they kicked us off within a few minutes, within about 10 minutes or so. But it was really astonishing to see 10,000 people see our ad within 10 minutes and got really excited about that. And then that's really how we got started. At that point in 2003 when I saw that, I said, wow, this internet has so much potential to drive ridiculous amounts of traffic to our website. Let me learn more and figure out how to make this work for us.
Wow. So 10,000 hits in just a few minutes is pretty impressive, but you must have had a few setbacks. I mean, was it smooth sailing, or did you have some mistakes in the beginning?
I made all sorts of mistakes. I'm hoping that I've made every mistake known to man, and probably that Hubble telescope, while it sort of inspired me, it was a big mistake because we didn't spend that much money on it because we were only paying a penny per click, so it was really very little money. But the mistake there was just not thinking through the keywords, and it's really, I guess, two core areas where I made a lot of mistakes. And the first one was keyword based. And I figured, you figure that if you have an add-on, even if it's Hubble Telescope, even though it's completely unrelated, you say, hey, do you need a business plan? You would think that only people that actually need a business plan, because back then, GrowthInc's number one service, we were pretty much only selling business plan consulting back in 1999 to like 2003, 2004. So you would think that even if somebody is searching on Hubble Telescope, that if they saw an ad that says, do you need a business plan, and they clicked on it, you would think that, hey, they wouldn't have clicked on the ad if they didn't really need a business plan. And that was a big mistake that I made, and not just for keywords like Hubble Telescope, but for a lot more relevant keywords as well, that you think that if somebody searches on business plan that, hey, they need business plan development services, business plan consulting services, and that's not the case. Every keyword is different. And what we found is that we wasted, tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars over time by targeting the wrong keywords. And let me give you an example. In the business plan field, and hopefully some of our business plan development competitors aren't listening, but for business plan, if we're looking, our job and our goal is to market our business plan consulting services. And if somebody types in business plan, the keyword business plan, I don't really know exactly what they're looking for. They may be looking for business plan software. They may be looking for a business plan template. They may be looking for tips on how to write a business plan. They may be looking for answers to some of their questions on how long a business plan should be, et cetera. But it's a very broad phrase, and I don't know what people are searching for. Conversely, if somebody does a search on business plan consulting firm, then, hey, that's a pretty good match for what we're doing. And those people probably pretty much are looking for a business plan consulting firm to work with them that they want to retain and pay money to develop their business plan. So what I learned over time is that those keywords are just absolutely incredibly important to your success. And so every single keyword is like a different business. And so you need to figure out if that's the right business for you. You need to figure out what is driving people to, buy products and services, and basically what keywords result in the sale of product and services. And so big mistake we made was not really thinking through every keyword and really testing every keyword and really creating systems so that we know that business plan consulting firm is a great keyword, but possibly business plan consulting firms, plural, is a better keyword or a worse keyword. So that was one of the things we figured out. Secondly, we also figured out within that sort of broad category of keywords is how geographically things work. And when we eventually were able to geographically target our online marketing and say, hey, how does, when people search on business plan consulting firm in Texas, how does that compare to when they search on it in New York or in California? We found some very, very surprising results regarding different group geographical territories, what people are looking for in different areas, and which geographic territories we were able to convert on. So the first thing that we did that I consider a major mistake or setback was not really thinking through the keywords and not tracking by keyword and not really explicitly being able to see the difference between, let's say, business plan versus business plan consulting firm. And part of that was that the tools did not exist back then in order to track everything, but part of it was we just didn't think through that. We made the assumption that if somebody typed in business plan, obviously they needed our business plan consulting services. And even if our ad said business plan consulting services, a lot of times people would click on that just browsing, just looking for more information, even though they had no interest in consulting services. So we wasted, as I mentioned, tens, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars going after the wrong keywords. Now, the second big area of mistake that we made was and I'd say that I particularly made, because I've always been in charge of Growth Inc.'s internet marketing and online marketing. The second mistake we made was focusing explicitly or solely on trying to sell people right away from our website. So basically, our thinking was that if someone came to our website, that they either wanted to buy right now or they didn't want to buy ever. So there's only sort of two buckets. And so basically, our initial website basically said, "Hey, if you know, this is what we do. We do business plan consulting. If you like it, give us a call." And we figured if someone was serious about developing a business plan and their need to for developing a business plan, why wouldn't they possibly call us? Everyone else, you know, they're not important to us because they don't have an urgent need. And the fact is that we learned over time, and we learned because we were wasting tons of money by doing it this way, by only giving people a phone number to call us at, is that most people that come to your website are not ready to buy right now. And we call it the framework that we have that we call is the browser shopper buyer framework. And basically, the framework says that most people that come to your website, they're just browsers. They're not ready to buy right now. They're in that information collecting phase. And what you need to do is that some people will be in the shopper phase, and that's great, but most people will be in the browser phase. So what you need to do is get those browsers, get them to become shoppers, and get them to then to become buyers and to buy from you. And the key, you know, the key example I give a lot is the digital camera example, is that when I or anyone else, any of you, first say, "Hey, I want to buy a digital camera," typically the first thing you do is you go to Google or search engine, you type in digital camera. And clearly you're not ready to buy. And so I generally would not want to advertise on the keyword digital camera in most cases. So someone searches on digital camera, they're a browser. They're looking around, they're saying, "Hey, what's the deal with digital cameras? What kinds are there? What should I be looking for? What attributes? What are the price points?" So you're trying to get those basic questions answered. And then once you learn a little more, you may type in Nikon digital camera. You may have read a few stories that say, "Hey, Nikon's the best at digital cameras," blah, blah, blah. Now you search Nikon digital camera. Now you're moving along the spectrum from browser to shopper to buyer. Now you're a shopper. You're shopping around. You're looking around. "Hey, I want a Nikon camera." And then that next step, after you look at Nikon cameras and really understand them, you say, "Hey, I want a Nikon D3000 camera." So now you go back to Google or wherever and you search on Nikon D3000. Now you're a buyer. And I think everyone listening could understand that if somebody searches on digital camera, their likelihood of buying today is very low. But if someone searches on Nikon D3000 digital camera, their chance of buying today are much, much higher. And so what we learned was that you can't just set up your website to appeal or to cater to buyers, because 99% of people that go to your website are not buyers. And what even with the greatest salesmanship in the world, you can't convert most people on that first day to become a buyer. So what we figured out how to do was, what you need to do is create something that we call freemiums, or we call them link magnets, which is or email magnets, or and a link magnet is something that gets people linked to you. But what we try to do is create, a lead magnet. What we call them now is a lead magnet. How do we give our visitors something that give them the incentive to give us their email address and have them become a lead? So it's a magnet. So what we started to do a few years ago is we created an annual business plan guide. And the first one came out years ago, but let's go back to 2005 or 2006. We had our 2006 business plan guide. So a lot of people would do a search on business plan or business plan consulting. They'd go to our website, and they would then say, "Oh, here's a 2006 business plan guide," and they give us their name and their email address to download the guide. And now we had their name and their email address. And yeah, they didn't buy our consulting services right then and there, but now we had their name and their email addresses, and we were able to then, through a series of concerted emails, get those people to go from that browser state to the shopper state, to the buyer state, and buy from us. So the big mistake we made was wasting so much money. I wasted so much money just on advertising to our website and driving traffic to our website, only to, you know, to try to get people to buy, and we were getting less than 1% of people to buy. It was like 0.01% of people to our website would buy. Once we started to say, hey, let's think about this a little more. Let's not only get people to buy, but let's try to convert on people to download a report or something else. And that, once again, our lead magnet, we started getting 10, 20, 25% of people to our website to download our business plan guide and then convert on 10% of those people. And now we're dealing, our conversion rate went from less than 1% to 3 or 4%. So that was a big mistake that we made, was just only thinking about, hey, we have to sell, which is sort of what they teach you in marketing sales. You got to sell them right away, and you can't with the internet. You need to slow down a little bit and say, hey, where is this person? Is this person a browser? Are they a shopper or are they a buyer? If they're a browser, then you got to treat them as such. You got to capture their information and then turn them in to a, you know, shopper and a buyer, and buy from you, obviously.
Okay, so that covers your mistakes. When did it? I mean, pardon the pun. When did it start to click, and when did it start working for you?
Well, I guess it started to really work for me and GrowThink when we started to get this and start to get how the internet worked, and we started really studying it. And we started just learning from a lot of other gurus, people that were gurus in all these specific fields, from email marketing to search engine optimization to pay-per-click. And we started really building those skills. And then we started learning about, you know, list building. And that's where those lead magnets in our business plan guide came in. We started building a list. And that's when it started really working, because until we built that list of people that downloaded our business plan guide, we were really at the mercy of Google and our competitors. So basically, you know, the number of leads that would come in, you know, in any given month, let's say this month was, you know, let's say next month was June, in any given month, the number of new leads pretty much was determined by Google, by how many times somebody went on Google and typed in, you know, business plan or business plan consulting, and how many of our competitors were advertising on that keyword, et cetera. And so we were at the whim of how many people searched on business plan and how many of our competitors were advertising on it and how much they were paying, so we wouldn't have to pay too much per click and lose money. And once we started developing that list, we were much less dependent on Google, and we were much less concerned with our competitors, because we had a list of thousands of prospects that needed a business plan, that had come to us, that had given us their email address, and now we were marketing and conversing with them via email on a daily basis. And that was the major aha moment, was we no longer have to be at the mercy of Google or Yahoo or the search engines. We were able to figure out that, hey, once we get those email addresses, we no longer need anyone else. All we need is the ability to send them an email and converse with them, and we can be really, really successful. So it really started to work that day where we said, let's put up this lead magnet, let's put up this business plan guide and see if people start downloading it. And we had to play with that over time to get it better and better, and we started doing offering a lot of different lead magnets. And you got to test with everything else. We did a 10 biggest mistakes in when developing your business plan, and you know, how long your business plan should be, and we did a business plan, what was it, we did the essential business plan handbook. And so we tried a lot of different lead magnets to figure out what people wanted most, and so we had to keep testing on that. But that aha moment was when we figured out, hey, you know, it doesn't matter if, you know, it doesn't matter if everyone doesn't buy right now, let's at least collect those email addresses, because these people may buy in 20 days, 30 days, 40 days, 50 days, or a year from now. And that's when it really started clicking, and we started getting a lot of success.
All right. Well, good. Well, speaking about, you know, bringing it back to today, I've noticed there's new stuff popping up every day, and I think it's easy to get overwhelmed. Should you social media, or should you focus on SEO? I mean, there's so many choices, and sometimes it can be paralyzing. What would you recommend as a first step or a few steps that someone totally new to online marketing should take?
It's a great question, and maybe something that, you know, you're struggling with at Go Simplify, and a lot of entrepreneurs and business owners that have sort of started with online marketing. They maybe have a website, and they're looking to generate traffic, and they're hearing all these things. They're hearing, you know, social media like, you know, Twitter and Facebook and YouTube and pay-per-click and search engine optimization. And the challenge is that with everything else, if you try to do 20 things, you're probably going to do a mediocre job at all 20 things and not get very good results, versus trying one thing or one or two things and then be really successful in those things. And I'd rather be successful in two things than mediocre at 20 things. And so the key thing that I would do, the first step that I would take would be keyword research, because keyword research at the end of the day is the basis for internet marketing. Which is what's so cool about internet marketing is that you can make it highly, highly targeted. And so, you know, with the business plan example, you know, the highly targeted keyword is, you know, business plan consulting firm. That's somebody that's really looking for a business plan consulting firm. So what I really encourage everyone to do is to start with keyword research and start typing in. And the easiest tool is called the Google Keyword Suggestion Tool. So just go to Google and type in Google Keyword Suggestion Tool, and it'll pop right up, and it's a free tool to start conducting research. And the example I use a lot is red leather chairs. So let's say our company sells red leather chairs, and what you do is you go to the Google's Keyword Suggestion Tool, and you type in red leather chair, and you hit return, and it's going to show you all of the searches related to red leather chairs that were conducted last month. It's going to show you how many searches were done. It's going to show you how much the advertisers paid per click. And that's going to tell you what the market demand is and what keywords seem to be working, and you figure out what keywords you think are going to work for you. So with red leather chair, you can see, hey, you know, 30,000 people last month typed in, you know, did a search on red leather chair. And then you'll see that, you know, maybe 15,000 people typed in red leather reclining chair, and 4,000 people typed in red leather club chair. And you really start figuring out what the market demand is for every specific niche of what you're selling. And that's really interesting, in that there are niches. When you think of red leather chairs, you don't really think of niches within them, because you already say, hey, red leather chairs is already a massive niche within the chair industry. But it goes really, you know, chair, leather chair, red leather chair, and then it just keeps drilling down. Red leather reclining chair, red leather reclining chair for living room. You're going to see, we call that the long tail. And long-tail searches make up the majority of searches. And these long tails are the ones, these segments and sub-segments and sub-niches of your market. And that's the key here, is to figure out what all those niches are and which ones you feel are the best ones for you. So, like, if somebody types in, you know, business plan consulting firm in Los Angeles, California, and that's where GrowthX headquarters are, I mean, that's, you know, that's a godsend for us. We love that. That's the greatest thing. Now, if we didn't know that people are searching that, or that search even existed, we wouldn't be able to capitalize on it. So the first thing you need to do is to conduct that keyword research to figure out what people are searching for. And that keyword research is then going to guide you into your overall, you know, marketing strategy and your online marketing strategy, and how do you get those people? How do you maximize the number of people that are typing in those search phrases? How do you maximize the number of people that make it to your website, because they're searching for something that you have? And now the next step would be, you know, to get them to your website. But that first critical step is, before anything else, is you have to do that keyword research.
All right. So let's say I've done some research and I know that people are actually searching for what I sell. How do I get my website in front of target customers, and how fast can I start generating traffic to my website?
Got it. Well, the single fastest way to do that is pay-per-click, or PPC is the acronym for pay-per-click. Pay-per-click advertising, the biggest is Google AdWords. There's also Yahoo Search Marketing and MSN Bing. But, you know, Google AdWords is by far the largest program, because, you know, most people that are using search engines are using Google today. And so really that's the fastest way, because literally within 5 minutes you can set up an ad for, you know, literally hundreds of keywords. I mean, you could just, do that search on red leather chair, create a Google AdWords account, do a search on red leather chair, and all those sub keywords, those long tail keywords like red leather reclining chair and red leather club chair will show up, and you can automatically copy those into your account and start advertising on those keywords and putting up ads so that when anytime someone types in red leather reclining chair, your ad comes up and people click on it, they go directly to your site. So pay-per-click advertising is by far the fastest way to start driving targeted customers to your website. Now, the negative with pay-per-click is, as the name implies, you're paying per click. So it could get expensive. Now, what you do, the more keyword research you do, you will find very niche keywords that your competitors aren't advertising on, which you can get big discounts on. So the keyword research will allow you not only to get highly targeted traffic, but get some discounts. Discounts being that maybe your competitors are paying $1 per click for red leather chair, but you found red leather reclining chair, and you only have to pay 15 cents a click, and you can get big discounts. That's the first thing is, pay-per-click is, the negative is that it could get very expensive. And obviously, you can do it. You can set it up so that you can lock in a profit doing it, but it is a little expensive. So really, you want to do pay-per-click to figure out what are the keywords that convert. And when I say convert is, what are the keywords that work, that you're either people are buying your product, they're buying your service, the phone's ringing, or they're downloading your lead magnet, your free report on this or free report on that. So what keywords are working? And then, so pay-per-click is the fastest way. Then one of the next ways you do it, after you figure out, okay, these are the keywords, these are our coveted keywords, these keywords I love, in our case, as I mentioned, it was business plan consulting firms. In the red leather chair example, it may be red leather reclining chairs. Once you figure out those keywords that are just perfect, that work, that make you a lot of money, then you want to work on what's known as search engine optimization. And the difference being, pay-per-click, when you do a Google search on the right-hand column, those are the ads that you're going to see. Those are the pay-per-click ads that the advertisers pay-per-click. The organic results are in the middle of the page, and the SEO search engine optimization or organic results, those are the results that when people click on them, you do not pay-per-click. It's essentially free traffic. It's free in that you don't pay-per-click, but it's not free in due to the fact that it does require work to get those rankings, to rank number 3 when somebody types in, red leather reclining chair or whatever they type in. So search engine optimization is sort of the next phase that we like to do. After you learn what keywords work on pay-per-click, then you invest in SEO, because SEO, or search engine optimization, it's a longer-term investment. You have to invest time, energy, money in ranking on any keyword you go after, and you want to make sure that keyword obviously works before you invest that energy. But obviously, you find a keyword that works, like red leather reclining chair, and you invest the resources to become number 1 on Google, number 1 ranked site on that keyword, and you're going to start making money month after month after month, and it's going to be just profit money because you're not paying per click. And then there's just a lot of other ways. Once you find keywords that work, YouTube is phenomenal once you figure out keywords that work. And so you can go on, create a video for YouTube, and a lot of times when you do a search on Google, the YouTube result will show up in the top 10. So you could create a YouTube video on called, red leather reclining chair, : how to select the best one. And it's a picture of you in your showroom, a video of you in your showroom sitting on a red leather chair, reclining chair. And you say, hey, there are these, when we're searching for red leather reclined chair, you want to look at the quality of the leather, you want to look at how well it reclines, you want to look at the dimensions or whatever is important to buyers, and you create a quick, 2-minute video. When the video ends, hey, I'm Joe from redleatherchairs.com. If you want to, see a great selection of red leather reclining chairs, the lowest guaranteed price, go to my showroom at, redleatherchairs.com. And so YouTube's a great way to drive ridiculous amounts of traffic with basically no cost whatsoever, because they show up in the natural results. But once again, it's all based on the keyword. It's based on the keyword, the key phrase that people are typing into Google in the search engines. You need to do that first before you can generate any significant traffic.
All right, so you keep talking about PPC and keywords and conversion. Let's say once I get them to my site, whether it be GoSimplify or Red Leather Chair, how do I get them to do what I want them to do? How do I convert that?
That's a great question. I appreciate that question because this is where a lot of companies, I would say most companies, break down here and make a big mistake. And the big mistake that most companies make is that they send people to their homepage. Now, the GrowthInc homepage, growthinc.com, our website, shows a host of our services. It talks about our investment banking services and our business plan services and our internet marketing services. And now just imagine somebody did a search on business plan consulting and we sent them to our homepage. You know, that's not where they want to be, and our conversion rate is going to go way down. They're going to say, hey, I thought this was a site about business planning, and now, yeah, they can go and they can see the link to business planning and do the extra work, but they don't want to. It's sort of like when you go into a department store and you're looking for a shirt, you want someone to direct you to the shirt department. You don't want someone to direct you to the, you know, watches department and then have to go from there to there. So you really want to focus on the landing page. And the landing page, the definition of a landing page, the landing page is the page of your website that you route people to, that you take people to once they click on an ad or click on any link from somewhere else. And so in some circumstances, your landing page could be your homepage, but that's very, very rare. So using the Red Leather Chair example once again, if somebody did, if our site was redleatherchairs.com and somebody did a search on Red Leather Reclining Chair, we want to take them directly to the Red Leather Reclining Chair page. Or if someone did a search on Red Leather Club Chair, we want to take them directly to the Red Leather Club Chair page, not to our whole site that either sells red leather chairs or worse yet, sells chairs or home furnishings, and then they have to fight to navigate to find the right page. You always want to take people to a page that is clearly meets the needs of that consumer or that business customer. And there's been a lot of research on this, and the research shows that most website visitors will only spend 7 seconds on your website. And this is something that I encourage everyone to do, is that Google allows you for no cost at all to put coding on all of your pages that show you exactly what's happening, exactly what visitors to your website are doing and how long they're staying. And it's called the bounce rate, the percentage of people that come into your site at one page and never make it to another page. They exit, they either hit the back button or X out. And most websites not only have a bounce rate of 70-80% or some ridiculous extent, but if you look at the time per page, that a lot of people's pages, people stay for 7 seconds, 30 seconds, a very short period of time, which is really mind-boggling. It's a big mistake that I made way back when, was that I wasn't looking at this, and then I started looking at, wow, 85% of people that come to this page are staying for, you know, less than 30 seconds and are exiting out. That's not what I want. So what you really need to do is focus on clarity. So you need to make sure that you have a message on that page. In terms of your question about getting people to do what you want them to do, what you need to do is have a message on your page, and we call it usually the headline, that starts by telling them that they are in the right place. So if someone did the search on red leather club chairs, you know, the title could be, you know, you have come to the right place for red leather club chairs, or, you know, we have the best selection and guaranteed lowest prices of red leather club chairs on the internet. Now, clearly, if you did a search on red leather club chair and you saw that headline, you would say, you'd sigh. You'd say, ah, okay, this is good. I'm in exactly the right place. I found my home. So that's the first thing you need to do. You need to make sure that you have a landing page that talks to the specific needs of that customer. That's what's so cool about the internet, that you can automatically do that. Like if you go into, you know, even so like a Walmart, you know, hi, you walk in, hi, how can I help you today? Well, I'm looking for silverware. Well, go to aisle 14. With the internet, you don't need that person standing there, because somebody searched on silverware, you need to automatically route them to your silverware page where it says, hi, you've come to our silverware section. We have the best selection and prices of silverware. So it's really cool that you can automatically do that on the internet. And that's the first step to getting people to do what you want them to do, is by telling them that they are in the right place. Because if not, what people are going to do is they're going to X out of your site, you know, click the X button in their browser, or they're going to click the back button, and they're going to be gone. So the first thing you want people to do is to stay. And to get them to stay, you get them to stay by giving them a headline, a very clear, concise message that tells them, yes, you are in the right place. And then the second thing you need to do is you need to figure out if they are a browser shopper or a buyer. And if you can't figure that out, and one way to figure that out is to have multiple links on your page. It basically says, you know, in a digital camera example, you know, maybe you have a link that says, you know, learn more about digital cameras, and that would be your link for browsers, or you'd say a link for, you know, shop, you know, Nikon or cameras or whatever brand, shop by brand, and maybe that would be a link for your shoppers, and then maybe you have a price comparison link for your buyers. So maybe you can have links on your site to sort of separate your, you know, browsers from your buyers from your shoppers. Or if not, I like to make the assumption that everyone's a browser and they're not a shopper. So you want to make sure that in getting people what you want to do, you want to play to the lowest common denominator, and maybe have what we call the lead magnet. What could you give somebody that is of value to them that will encourage them to give you their email address or some other information? And also, I want to have other types. So that's for my browsers, but also I do want to cater to my shoppers and buyers, and I want to have multiple conversion forms. Hey, call us now, and here's our toll-free phone number. Hey, do you have a question? Fill out this form. Hey, here's our contact form. So anything that you can do to convert on browsers, shoppers, or buyers. And clearly, you know, with buyers, it could be, you know, buy now or call us to buy or click here to buy. And once again, for browsers and shoppers, you may have a lead magnet or something else. But once again, the first thing you need to do is say, let people know, hey, I'm in the right place. And then you need to get people to, you need to convert on people. Convert, get them to either buy, get them to call you, get them to give you their email address, and focus on the conversion, and that's going to get people to do what you want them to do.
All right. Well, let me ask you this then. In my case, I don't have a very big budget. So let's say I wanted to start out with some online marketing with a low budget. I'm going to come up with a number of like $500 a month. What could I do with that, and what would be some mistakes to avoid?
That's a great question. And I think you're not alone when you say, you know, $500 a month, because I've seen a lot of companies, we work with a lot of companies and help them at a low budget, and you can be extremely successful with having a very low budget. So the first thing you need to do at a low budget is you need to focus, and you really want to focus on pay-per-click, because that's going to allow you to, you know, gauge the demand and the responsiveness for different keywords. So the first thing you do is, as I keep mentioning, is do that keyword research. And then the mistake that you want to avoid, the key mistakes you want to avoid are as follows. You want to avoid sending them, the visitors, to generic pages of your website, and you want to avoid only having one conversion mechanism, which is usually, hey, call us now. So the two things you want to do is you want to make sure that you send them to a specific landing page. And so once again, if your website, let's say go simplify, and once again, you're doing a lot of things. You're doing, you know, financial planning tools, and you're also doing insurance. So clearly, if somebody types in insurance, you don't want to send them to your homepage. You want to send them specifically to something that about insurance and how GoSimplify is going to help people with their insurance needs. Likewise, if someone did a search on financial planning tools, you want to take them to a page specifically explaining how the GoSimplify solution includes, you know, cutting-edge financial planning tools. So the first thing you need to do is create multiple pages of your website that cater to the specific niche needs of your customers. That's the first thing. Second thing you need to do is you need to not only focus on getting the sale, you need to focus on getting the customer email address. So can you give them a free trial for an email sign-up? Can you give them a free report, the 7 secrets to to financial planning, or 7 secrets to getting your personal financials in order, or it could be a video, the 7 secrets, the same thing. It could be in a PDF report format. Could be in a video. You could hold weekly webinars and say, "Hey, sign up here to get on next, you know, Thursdays, our weekly Thursday webinar entitled, you know, Financial Planning Secrets," and get people's email addresses that way. But you need to think through what are the multiple ways that we can convert on these visitors. Because once again, if you only try to sell people on join now and pay us money right now, or buy my product right now, or I don't care about you, you're not going to succeed with internet marketing. And I need to think through as many different conversion mechanisms as you can. Maybe give a free report, a free webinar, a free video, maybe have a call us button, maybe have a contact form, and just multiple ways to get people to give you their email address. That's the key thing. So once again, send people to a specific landing page where they say, "Yes, thank you, aha, I'm in the right place." And secondly, once they're in the right place, give them an easy way to either buy from you or convert by calling you or giving you their email address.
All right, so based on this, how do you measure ROI? I mean, you've got multiple conversion options. How are you going to measure ROI on this?
That's a great question. ROI, or return on investment, what's so exciting about the internet and internet marketing is that you can measure ROI on every single keyword. And what you can very easily do with when you have your website set up, and with Google AdWords, they give you this Google conversion tracking code. So you put this code on all the pages of your website, and you can see exactly what's going on. So you can see and quickly create a spreadsheet that says, okay, last month, we spent, you know, $180 on the keyword, you know, red leather club chairs, and we spent $200 on the keyword red leather reclining chairs. And red leather club chairs generated, you know, 5 sales at $300 each, and we made, you know, our profit on that was $300. And red leather, you know, reclining chairs, we generated only 4, you know, we generated only 2 sales, and our profit was, you know, was $180. And in these two circumstances, you would see that, hey, club chairs, we spent $180, we made $300 in profit, we made $120. But for reclining chairs, we spent $200, but only made $180 in profit, and we lost money. So what you're able to do very, very simply with online marketing is run a profit and loss, a P&L, on every single keyword. So makes it so easy to determine ROI and to really lock it in. So what you really want to do is you want to run this P&L on every single keyword that you're advertising on, that you're going after. And what you're then able to do, which is really exciting, is you can figure out the value, and ideally the lifetime value, of a visitor on any keyword. So you can say that, you know, we get for red leather club chairs, you can figure out that the average visitor on their first time is worth, you know, on day zero when they first come to your site, you figure, hey, 1% buys a $200 chair, so the average visitor is worth $2 to you. And then you can figure out profit. You say, hey, we deal with a 20% profit margin, so the average visitor to your site on red leather club chair is worth 40 cents to you on day one. And then you can figure out the lifetime value, you know, particularly once you capture someone's email address, you can do the math very easily because they go into your system and you say, hey, the average email address is worth, maybe it's worth only 10 cents in the first month, but it's worth, you know, within the first year, you generate $1.80 per email address because you're able to, over the next 12 months, you're able to send them marketing messages via email, et cetera. So you can figure out the lifetime value per customer and the initial value per customer on every single keyword, and that really is going to guide and measure your ROI. So you can really look at the metrics. You can look at how much does it cost per visitor. You can figure out how much it costs per conversion, being the conversion being if they buy a product, or conversion being just giving you a phone call or giving you their email address. And then you could start looking at the flip side and the revenue. What is our revenue per visitor? What is our revenue per conversion? What is our revenue per email address? What is our revenue per sale? And you could start measuring ROI for every specific piece of your internet marketing strategy, and that's really exciting. So you can really get that Google Analytics, get the Google conversion tracking on your website, and it shows you exactly where all your traffic is coming from, whether it's coming from YouTube or Twitter, or whether it's coming from Google pay-per-click or Yahoo pay-per-click or wherever you're advertising. It's going to show you which visitors and the number of visitors that came through organic search, the keywords that you rank on, and it's going to show you which visitors bought. And so you could really, having this analytics and conversion tracking in place, you'll be able to see exactly what's going on, which is super, super cool. And so you can say, hey, this is not working, or this is working. Hey, we want to raise our bid price on this keyword, or hey, we want to focus more on search engine optimization on this keyword because this keyword is generating, 49 cents per visitor. So all we need to do is start driving more traffic on that keyword. I'm going to make a killing. So that's really how you measure ROIs, getting all of the tracking set up, the conversion tracking, and the Google Analytics. Once again, both these tools, Google Analytics and Google Conversion Tracking, they're free tools, completely free. It doesn't cost you a dime. The only cost is, I mean, it's a very simple, any webmaster can very simply add the code on every page. The only cost is the time that you really need to assess it, to really look at it. I find it really fun and fascinating to look at my stats. Sometimes it's frustrating that you say, hey, you thought something was going to happen and it didn't happen, but you can then use the stats and convert and push everything, and you can automatically export things into Excel and run profit and loss and measure the ROI down to the penny on every single keyword. And then you figure out, particularly for pay-per-click, which keywords are profitable, which are unprofitable, and those that are unprofitable, what happens when you lower the bid? Maybe you can make it profitable, or maybe you pause it. And for the ones that are profitable, maybe you can raise your bid price and how much you pay-per-click and make even more money. So it's really cool stuff.
Okay. So I guess maybe you need to clarify it a bit more. What steps can I take to make sure I'm getting the most for my money, using these tools? Or
That's a good
anything else that you've got
question.
out there? Yeah.
In terms of making the most for your money, you want to start small so you don't make any big mistakes and spend too much on pay-per-click. But the key thing you want to do to make sure that you're as profitable as possible, there's really two things. One is, as I mentioned, you need to do the P&L, do the profit and loss on every single keyword. And once again, it's very easy to do. And I've done it for thousands of keywords because all it is you export your Google Analytics into Microsoft Excel or whatever spreadsheet program you use. And you create the formula once and you copy the formula down. And then you sort by the profit and loss column and you automatically see which keywords are profitable, which are not. So that's the first thing that you want to do to make sure you get the most for your money. The second thing, which is, I can't believe I haven't mentioned this yet, which is super cool with internet marketing, is what's known as testing and specifically split testing. What split testing is just testing, A versus B, just testing two different things. So let's say we have a keyword, red leather chair, and we have an ad that said, red leather chairs, get them here, guaranteed best prices. So that ad is going to show, and then when people click on that ad, they're going to go to your landing page, and a certain percent of people are going to click on that ad. A certain percent of people that go to your landing page are going to buy your product, or they're going to give you their email address, etc. Now, what you can do for every piece of internet marketing is split test. So imagine that you can test at the same time. So Google is automatically going to say, for 50% of the people that search on red leather chair, they're going to show your red leather chair first ad, and the other 50% are going to see your second ad. So you can create two ads. So the first ad may say guaranteed lowest prices. Your second ad may say best prices and best selection. So what you're going to be able to do, and sometimes if you get a lot of search volume, you can tell, do this test and find out within 24 hours. You get, within 24 hours, you can say, hey, wow, this ad here got a 2.3% click-through rate, meaning that 2.3% of the times that people did the search on red leather chair and saw your ad, they clicked on it. And this ad maybe got a 2.7% click-through rate. So a lot higher percentage of people click on this ad. So you know which ad is better. And then you can look at which ad resulted in more sales. and figure out which ad is more profitable. So it's really cool. Split testing is how you figure out how you get the most bang for your buck. That's when you start really optimizing and getting much, much more profitable is when you start split testing. So you can split test your ads. You can do, and you don't even have to do just one or two ads. You can do multiple ads. You can put five different ads and figure out which ad works the best. And that's what's so cool. In the old days of, like, let's say we were doing advertising in a newspaper, you'd have to advertise in that newspaper, you know, every day for a month, and to get any, you know, real results. With the internet, you can do it, you know, within one day. You can test, you know, three different headlines and figure out which one works the best. And then the next thing you can test is you can test that landing page. Test, you do split testing the landing page. Let's say that you change, you know, we talked about that headline that said, you know, we offer the guaranteed lowest prices for red leather chairs. You can test different headlines. You could test different lead magnets. You can have what happens if we offer a free guide on buying red leather chairs versus a free webinar on buying red leather chairs. Which one converts better? You know, what happens when we put the price, let's say we're going to sell it for $199. Let's say we crossed out the $199 and made it $189 and said, hey, sale price, $10 off today only, and what happens to our conversion rate? So you can test everything. You can test your ad. You can test your landing page. And if you want to start getting really, really sophisticated, we do what's called multivariate testing. And split testing is really A and B when you test two different things. Multivariate testing is when you take your landing page and you say, okay, there are 10 different elements to this page. There is my headline. There is where I have my the section where I have my lead magnet, the color of this section, the color of that section. So there's so many different aspects to that page. With multivariate testing, you can have the system automatically test hundreds of different variations of your page to figure out which variation works the best. And that's what's so cool about the internet, is that before this, a lot of it was, you know, gut reactions. I think this. And what I've learned a lot is that I'm wrong. So many times I say, okay, I have these two ads. I mean, this ad is clearly better. Clearly more people are going to want to click on this ad. Clearly more people that click on this ad are going to buy. And sometimes I'm right, but most of the time I'm wrong. I create three or four different versions. I think that this ad's going to win, but it doesn't. So the key thing that you can do, even if you're already profitable, you got to keep testing, split testing, multivariate testing, and your profits will go through the roof. They can't not go through the roof, because as you keep testing, and even if only 10% of your tests come up with something, an improvement, that improvement's going to be massive over time. So by keep testing, you'll get a lot more profits, a lot more value for your money.
All right. Dave, what would be your final advice for someone who's looking to start marketing their business online, or for any business owners who are unsatisfied with their current online marketing programs?
I guess the final advice I have is taking action. And I think that, you know, what you always said, the first step to anything is taking action. You have to try something. And the second thing is you have to realize that most things don't work perfectly the first time around. It's sort of like riding a bike. You're going to fall down a few times before you get it right and you really get how to ride a bike. So you got to start. You want to start small. You don't want to start and say, hey, we're going to, you know, we have this big budget and we're going to go do it and I know everything and it's going to be successful, because you have to tweak things. It's about, as I mentioned, it's about doing a little bit, figuring out what keywords to go after, and then not every keyword is going to be profitable. And then you got to start testing things. Not every ad's going to be profitable. So it's a matter of testing things. So you have to start by taking action and saying, I'm going to do this, and I'm going to invest a little bit of time to doing this, because I know that eventually this is going to be very profitable. Because any business that drives a whole bunch of target traffic to their website will grow their business and be profitable and make a lot of money. But the key is to figure out how to optimize it. So you have to be willing to test things. You have to be willing to accept that the things you do initially may or may not work, and that you're building on that. And that's when you get real competitive advantage, is that when, you know, your competitors have tried one thing and they're doing one thing and maybe it's working, even if it's working, that if you take the same thing they're doing and you keep tweaking and testing it and trying little things, you'll get it 10, 20, 30% better, and then you'll destroy them because you have a website that's converting, you know, 30% better than your competitor. So the key thing you really need to do is take action. Once you take action, you have to test and you have to track. So you got to add that conversion coding to your website, because if you don't know what's going on, if you're not tracking, then then none of this is going to work. None of this is going to help you unless you can track. So what's so cool about tracking is that you just put the coding on your page, it automatically pretty much does the rest. So you have to test and track, and then you know where to reinvest. You know that, okay, these keywords are not working. Let's cut our losses. Let's pause these keywords. Let's delete them from our account. We don't need them. But these keywords are great. Let's invest more in those keywords. Let's advertise more. Let's raise our bids. Let's get more traffic. Hey, it's working in Google AdWords. Let's put the same ad up in Yahoo and MSN Bing, or if it's a business thing, let's go to advertise on business.com and 7Search, and there's all types of search engines. So the key is that you keep testing, figure out what works, improve on it, expand on that, and then never, final thing I want to say is never get complacent. What's cool about internet marketing is that you can set up an ad and you tweak it and you test it, and you can just let it run. And your business, particularly if you have an automated system, meaning that, you know, someone clicks on your ad and they go to your web page, they, you know, either buy your product and you automatically fulfill it, or they download your free report or lead magnet and you automatically start sending them emails. You can really market your business on autopilot, and I've done that a lot of that over the years, which is really, really cool. But once you start getting complacent and say, it works good enough, then you start missing out on a lot of profit. So even when something's working, you always want to start, you know, push the envelope a little more and say, hey, what if I tweak it this way and that way? Not saying that you have to change everything, but, you know, try it. You change one word in an ad, and you may see a 0.1% difference that puts another, you know, 10 grand of profits in your pocket at the end of the year. So never become complacent. Once it's working, that you want to keep building upon that and getting more successful and more successful. And eventually you build this massive competitive advantage that your competitors just don't get it. They don't even see it. They don't say, hey, they look at you as, how is this guy making so much money? How is this guy driving so much traffic to his website? And it's because you've been testing and tweaking. You never get complacent. And the cool thing about it is that it's a little hard for the competitor to figure out exactly what you're doing. They can obviously go to your webpage and see it, but they can't see the tracking. They don't know exactly which keywords you're advertising more on or less on. And so it's a little hard for them to tell what's going on. So that's the key thing you want to do, Ned.
Great, Dave. Well, that's it for me in terms of questions. Is there anything else you were hoping to discuss today?
No, I think you grilled me pretty good, Ned. So I appreciate your time. Usually I'm on the grilling end. I like to grill people with questions. So I think you ask some great questions, and so I wish you and Go Simplify the best of luck. I appreciate your time, and I hope that everyone listening also gets a lot of value, or does get a lot of value out of this, and most importantly, learns from a lot of the mistakes I made. I'm far from perfect, and with internet marketing, you figure that out pretty quickly. You figure out that, you know, the market says what's right. Marketing expert Jay Abraham says, your customers are geniuses. They know exactly what they want, and that's true. And that's what the case is with internet marketing, is that you put the tracking in place so you can figure out exactly what your customers want and do it. And so, you know, I hope you don't make a lot of mistakes that I made, and from investing a lot of my energy and time into internet marketing, I think I figured out a whole bunch of things that'll make it more profitable for you. And I'm hoping that Ned, you and everyone listening can start implementing some of these tactics and being more successful online.
Great, Dave. Well, I appreciate your time and answering all my questions. Thank you very much.
Great. Thank you, Ned. Have a great day.
You too. Bye.